In today's world, interactive media is a normal part of our everyday lives. It might surprise you, though, to learn that it's a full 40 years since the launch of the world's first ever interactive film. Kino Automat, as the system was called, was a hit as Czechoslovakia's entry at the 1967 Expo, before the country's communist authorities effectively killed it off. Now, however, four decades later, it's been revived in Prague.
This interactive because that's the first film on the world where the audience can change the plot by voting, by pushing the buttons.
Alena Cincherova, whose late father, Radus Cincera, invented the Kino Automat.
They are choosing several times. Nine times during all this movie, they can choose how the situation will go on. Mostly it stops in very dramatic moments, and then comes the actor on the stage and asks the audience to decide what the main hero of the movie should do.
The film, a comedy called Man in His House, is repeatedly stopped by an actor who appears on stage in front of the screen at key moments and acts as a kind of master of ceremonies. Here, for example, he halts the film just as the main protagonist has been flagged down by a traffic policeman while in hot pursuit of his enraged wife in a taxi. Audiences push a green button if they want him to hit the gas, or red if they want him to stop. The script used by the MC is essentially the same as the original from 40 years ago, when the Kino Automat system, and this its only film, caused the sensation at the 1967 World's Fair in Montreal.
The New Yorker magazine in those times has written that it's really hit off the Expo 67, and Czech people should build a monument to Radus Cincera, who invented all this idea. Unfortunately, the monument wasn't built, as it was in those stupid communistic times. Then it was somehow hidden and forbidden. And right now I am trying to build this monument to my daddy.
I understand also that when it was first shown in Montreal, the actor who played Mr. Novak couldn't speak English.
Yeah, that's true. Mr. Horniček, he was a very popular comic actor in this country, and he wasn't able to say any word in English, so he was studying all his role, stage part, in English, because the film was dubbed in English in London. But the stage part, which he was acting or presenting every day many times during 6 months, he has studied like a collection of sounds, and he didn't understand them at all. Yeah. So, and he was really very surprised when he came first time in front of the audience in Montreal and started to produce this collection of sounds that the audience started to laugh. Yeah. So then a lot of journalists came to him and wanted to have an interview with Mr. Horniček and so on and so on. And he wasn't able to reply any sentence because he didn't understand. Then he asked my daddy, Radus Cincera, to learn him one more sentence. And the sentence was, "I cannot talk with you, but I can drink with you."
Despite the film's success in Montreal, it wasn't shown here in Prague until 4 years later, in 1971. It was so popular that there were screenings twice a day. But less than a year later, the communists had banned it. Alena Cincherova explains why.
All this group of the authors was so-called politically unconfident group. Yeah, and they didn't like them so much, and that was, I think, the main reason, the authors. And so this film was put to save as many other beautiful films of so-called new wave era, golden era of Czech cinematography.
Times have changed, of course, and now, four decades later, the Kino Automat has been dusted down and revived at Prague's Svetozor Cinema. The cinema's manager is Ivo Anderle. I asked him how complicated the Kino Automat process was.
Oh, probably one of the most complicated things we've ever done, because when you look at it, it looks easy and nice, but then we found out that even we have modern computers today, they still need careful approach, and we had to change the system of the voting 3 days before the actual premiere, so last 3 days were pretty stressful.
The viewers had to vote, I think, around eight times during the film. Do you know how many possible permutations of the film there are?
I do, but there are many. And that's what we hope, that some people that would like it quite a lot, they would come next time and hope for seeing another choices, because you must trust me that all the choices do exist. What you saw was only one of the many possibilities, and it's up to the people to come back again and try to vote different way and see other ways of the story.
Mrs. Chincherova told me that her father would have liked to have done more with this system years ago and wasn't allowed. Do you think it could have been a bigger success internationally years ago?
Well, after what I just saw, and from the very beginning, we were approached by Mrs. Chincherova and asked to cooperate with her on this project. And then I saw the film for the first time. I completely fell in love with it, and I do believe that even today, this system might work. And, it's just a question maybe of making more movies, because we only have one so far made for it. And as you might know, in the end of the 60s, all the big Hollywood studios were asking Mr. Chincherova for Kino Automat licensing. Unfortunately, under the socialism era, this was not possible, and it was a property of the state, who did not care so much about selling it. So Kino Automat was not lucky.
Now that it's been revived 40 years later, what kind of experience is it for a modern audience? Among those at the premiere was journalist and filmmaker Erika Hnikova.
At the beginning, I was a little bit interrupted, but when the story was going on and on, it started to be more and more interesting, and I really like it. And in my mind, I was also figuring out how could the story go on, if I choose this one or that one. So in like first half an hour, I didn't know, but then I started to really to like it, and I enjoyed it.
Did you feel frustrated when people voted the other way from you?
Yes, a little bit. And I was also asking myself, maybe I should come again and to see if there will be the opposite changing the situation.
The film is 40 years old, and I'm curious how you think that it has aged.
Not at all, because it has got a typical Czech humor, which you can see in the films from 60s. And also the story is also, it's working. And also the main thing for me is to think about it if there is some morality in the film, and it's still working. So in your mind, you are trying to figure out the situation in your life where you had to choose and how it was going. And so it works. There is nothing old in the story, and even not in the film. Also the style, if it's made, it's working.
So a novel experience for viewers then. But is the current limited Prague run a last bow? Or could Kino Automat possibly have some kind of a future? Ivo Anderle again.
We have a little bit hope hidden in our hearts now that maybe with this revival something will happen. We don't know what, but we were already approached by some people internationally that are asking us if it's possible to move with the system, and but for us, this is just the future. We have the 3 weeks now ahead of the show in Prague, and if they really prove to be success and the system is alive and has a lot to say to today's people, we would be more than happy to go on and see if we can travel around the country internationally. The English version still exists, so things are possible. We will see how far we get.